in the heart of the untamed ocean, where the blue depths conceal ancient ruins and the whispers of the lost, a saga unfolds that bridges the mortal realm with the divine. This tale, rich with power, mystery, and the elemental forces that bind the earth, begins with Marissa, an intrepid sailor whose life is a testament to the call of the vast, uncharted waters. Her spirit, indomitable and fueled by the thirst for discovery, sets the stage for a confrontation with Neptune, the god of the sea, altering her destiny in ways unimaginable. As twilight draped its velvet hues over the world, turning sea and sky into a canvas of fiery oranges and deep purples, Marissa stood at the helm of her vessel. The gentle sway of the ship, a rhythm as familiar as her own heartbeat, whispered of adventures yet to come. Her gaze, locked on the horizon, was a mirror to the endless ocean itself, vast, unyielding, and insatiably curious. Without warning, tranquility fractured, giving way to a tumultuous uproar. A roar so formidable it seemed to emanate from the bowels of the earth itself, shattered the air. The sea ahead convulsed, its surface writhing under an unseen force. Marissa's pulse quickened, her hands gripping the wheel with a resolve born of both fear and fascination. The atmosphere crackled, electric, as a voice, ancient and boundless as the sea, boomed across the tumultuous waves. A voice that thundered yet compelled, the sea god proclaimed,
"Mortal, you dare traverse my domain with such cavalier abandon?"
Marissa, though dwarfed by the emerging figure of Neptune, whose trident split the dying light of day, responded with a steadiness that belied her awe.
"Ah, Lord Neptune, with all due respect, the sea is not just your domain, but my home. I seek not to defy you, but to uncover its secrets."
Neptune, towering, his visage the very embodiment of the ocean's unfathomable depths, fixed Marissa with a gaze that seemed to peer into her very soul. Yet, within that abyssal stare, there flickered a spark of curiosity.
"What is it you seek within my realm, bold one? Few have the courage to face me, fewer still to speak so frankly."
Marissa's resolve steeled. Legends spoke of Neptune's wrath, but also of his wisdom. This encounter could mark her end, or the fulfillment of her lifelong quest.
"Knowledge, Lord Neptune. The ocean's mysteries are my life's pursuit. I ask for your blessing, not confrontation."
A silence fell, pregnant with possibilities, as Neptune regarded her. The sea calmed, its earlier violence fading to a whisper. His voice conveyed a depth of emotion rarely exposed.
"Your passion mirrors the boundless depths of my domain. I shall grant you a glimpse into the heart of the ocean. But beware, not all truths are benign."
Marissa's heart danced with anticipation and dread. She was on the cusp of the unknown, at the mercy of the sea god's will.
"Behold!"
With a grand gesture, Neptune summoned visions of ethereal beauty and ancient power, underwater realms forgotten by time, creatures of myth gliding through shadowy depths, and the delicate, perilous balance of life far below the surface. Marissa watched, enthralled, as the secrets of the sea unfolded before her.
"It's more magnificent than I dared imagine."
"The ocean is both beauty and peril. Respect its power, and it shall be your ally."
As his form dissipated into the sea, Neptune left Marissa alone with the vastness of the night and the eternal whisper of the waves. She remained there, long into the night, her mind a whirlwind of the wonders she had witnessed, her heart heavy with the burden of knowledge. As the saga of Marissa and her divine encounter with Neptune unfolds, we delve deeper into the origins of this ancient deity, bridging the gap between mortal curiosity and the ethereal realm. Neptune, a name that echoes through the annals of time, holds dominion over the vast and mysterious ocean, a realm as tempestuous and unpredictable as the god himself. Unlike the violent upheavals of the sea he commands, Neptune's origins are rooted in the tranquil depths of mythology, where gods and humans intertwine in the tapestry of ancient lore. Neptune, the Roman god of the sea, is as ancient as the waters he rules. born of the Titans, Saturn, and Ops, Neptune's mythology is intertwined with the power struggles and intrigues of the divine. In the early days of Rome, Neptune was primarily a god of fresh water, associated with springs and rivers, vital for agriculture and life. However, as Roman influence expanded across the seas, so too did Neptune's domain, evolving him into a deity of the ocean's vastness, embodying both its life-giving properties and its potential for destruction. Neptune's power is not confined to the physical realm of waves and water. He is also a god of horses, the earthshaker who causes earthquakes with a strike of his trident. This trident, a symbol of his sovereignty, grants him control over all aquatic elements and creatures, commanding respect from gods and mortals alike. Neptune's myths are rich with tales of his tempestuous moods, which could calm the seas or summon storms at a whim, reflecting the unpredictable nature of the waters he governs. Neptune's visage is as formidable as the oceans he commands. Standing tall and majestic, his figure exudes an aura of power and ancient wisdom. His eyes, deep and blue, mirror the endless depths of the sea, reflecting both its tranquility and tumult. Flowing locks of sea-green hair frame his rugged face, cascading like waves over broad shoulders. Neptune's beard, thick and untamed, froths white like the foam of the churning ocean. Clad in robes that shimmer with hues of azure and teal, he carries the mighty trident, a weapon forged by the Cyclopes, its three prongs symbolizing his rule over the water's realms. This god of the sea, with his imposing presence and piercing gaze, commands awe and reverence, embodying the boundless and unpredictable spirit of the ocean. One of the most renowned tales of Neptune is the creation of the horse. Amidst a contest with Minerva, Athena in Greek mythology, the goddess of wisdom and warfare, for dominion over the city of Athens, Neptune struck the ground with his powerful trident. From the fissure erupted a stream of salt water, a gift to the city symbolizing his offer of naval power. However, Minerva countered by creating the olive tree offering peace and prosperity. The city, named Athens after Athena, chose the olive tree, but the demonstration of Neptune's power left an indelible mark. The creation of the horse, though sometimes attributed to various origins in myths, is a testament to Neptune's ingenuity and his domain's expansiveness. The horse, symbolizing both freedom and service, strength and beauty, became an integral part of Roman culture and history, used in warfare, agriculture, and sports. This myth not only highlights Neptune's power, but also his connection to the earth and its creatures, embodying the dual nature of his being, both nurturing and destructive. Neptune's mythos, rich with the power of the sea and the creation of the horse, reveals the dual nature of existence: creation and destruction, calm and storm. It invites us to ponder the depths of our own connections to the natural world and the forces that dwell within it. The symbolism of Neptune challenges us to consider the balance between harnessing nature's gifts and respecting its untamable spirit. What does Neptune's tale teach us about our relationship with the natural world? How do we navigate the fine line between control and respect for the forces beyond our understanding? These reflections deepen our engagement with mythology, encouraging us to explore not just the stories of the gods, but the lessons they impart about our place in the cosmos. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.